6:30 on a Friday morning, the 9th of February. Welcome to your Friday. Welcome to your local station, Radio Life and Style, coming to you live from the heart of Bolito. It's the voice of Bolito. And that's why we're playing that track. John Farnham, you're the voice. And right now, if your voice is hoarse because you've been chasing after a child or two this morning, trying to get them in the car and ready for school, and if you're dealing with all that it entails being a parent in 2024, well, there's one thing that you probably don't have a handle on, because I don't think anyone really by default has a handle on it, and I'm talking about screen time, digital interaction, your kid with a screen and a phone in their hand. And this week, it's been in the spotlight. Global Safer Internet Day was earlier in the week. This week, I guess we can call it Global Safer Internet Week. And I was really interested to get a little notification on my phone. There you go again, screen in hand. A South African company, an innovative South African digital company, has announced the first digital parenting club in the country. What does it mean, and who's bringing it to you? Well, the company I'm talking about is called My Social Life. They are a game-changing online safety, media literacy, and digital citizenship platform. And the man who founded it is on the line with me right now. Dean McCoubry joins us on Radio Life and Style for a chat about digital safety and about this really interesting digital parenting club that's about to kick off. Dean, are you there? Can you hear me?
I am loud and clear, and thanks for having me on, and hello to everybody out there.
Great to connect with you on a fresh Friday morning, my friend. And I'm really intrigued to find out about where things are heading with the My Social Life mission, in particular this parenting club that is about to get the ball rolling. But let's just back up for a second and figure out what is My Social Life, because it's been going for a couple of years now, and by all accounts, it just keeps going from strength to strength.
Yeah, I mean, listen, let me start with your first part of the question. My Social Life teaches teens, preteens, their parents, their teachers, and psychologists around the country, including Red Cross Children's Hospital Child Psychiatry. You know, we've been doing that for 4 years. We even take cases from them, you know, from various hospitals for patient X. We don't know who they are, but we get asked, you know, for insights, because these days, that's what we're saying, is the adults don't truly understand what is the source or the trigger of the way in which our children behave. So that's what we do. And yeah, we are a corner of the map, really, in terms of educators, is both innovation and relatability. That's it. It's that we keep innovating, because we realize that all of those audiences need to be spoken to on the level. So the kids don't want to be spoken down to. The parents want you to understand just how incredibly difficult it is in general to parent, never mind digital parents. You know, I have three kids myself. I'm one of the few educators in this arena that actually has older kids, 10, 15, 19. So I've been doing it for a decade, and as well as teaching in school. So I understand the parameters of exactly the way you introed this. Like, kids are wild, man. They're crazy. You know, they're crazy humans. So we need to understand that this isn't easy, and it's easy for somebody to say, you need to do this, and you need to set up your device. But you need a guide, and you need somebody who's honest and relatable, and that's our corner of the map.
So this is the thing, because so often as a parent, you feel like you're just failing on multiple levels, and the digital space is definitely just often written off as, you know, we're trying, we're doing the best we can, but, you know, so often you've got the digital pacifier, because, you know, you've got a long drive or whatever it is, put the tablet in the back seat, and you hope your kids are, you know, not straying into the dark corners of the web. But it's a crazy social world, let's be honest, and parents are totally clueless about how rapidly things are developing. I see on your website there are two simple questions that you ask under the parents section. One is, what is the most important thing in your world today? And number two is, who is helping you right now to teach your kids about the everyday issues that we see online or their digital potential? Those are two really powerful questions, and that sort of underscores where you're heading with this new parents club. Am I right?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it is a great question. Think about it. What is the single most important thing in your world today? And if your answer is children, and of course it may not be, I would imagine almost 99.5% of parents would say, but it's my kids, of course, don't be silly. Yeah. Well, the thing is if it's your kids and you're trying to establish values and principles and you're trying to chart a path for them so they become, empathetic, kind, generous, ambitious, intuitive, insightful humans as they go through life, where they can read a room and those types of things, you are putting in so much time, money, effort, tears, and that that something in the room is also pulling at them, and that's what's coming through the screen. So that can be YouTube and influencers and cyberbullying and negative messages and so on. But it can also be incredibly good stuff as well. That's what's really important. It's not all doom and gloom. We are not fearmongers. I'm saying, actually, that what we're wanting to do is, could we get kids to use the device for more inspirational and educational content mixed in with their social content?
Yeah.
And I think that's really important, is if your kids are online for 3 hours, how much of it's mindful and how much of it's mindless? And if it's mindless, what's coming through the screen that's swimming upstream against all of this effort of investment, time, money, pain, you know what I mean? Like, so as soon as you start to go, well, what is on their screen? And how do I feel about it? And how can I redirect attention? You can start to reclaim the reins on those values that are so dearly important to you. And here's the thing, and I deeply believe this, that shape a child's entire life. Like, the closer they get to their own flow and what you hope and intend to guide them towards, then the better the outcome, which lasts, as we know, depending on what happens in your childhood, whether it be trauma or experience or mentorship or champions or whatever it is, again, positive and negative, dictates the outcome of your life. It's actually quite profound and insane. And people go, you're overcooking it. And I'm like, well, not really. Because if we see kids that end up being cyberbullied, or if we see kids that end up having mental health issues because of the nature of the content that they're consuming, things like thinspiration sites, where kids end up with eating disorders, and we see a lot of that in the child psychology unit that we work with, does that just stop one day? No, it doesn't. It's a tattoo that's inked onto you for your life. So what we've got to do is we've actually got to go, hold on a second, you know what? These are my kids. And you don't have to get like up in arms with your kids about what they're watching. You just have to start to get savvy and go, what are they doing? How do I redirect? Where are the positive influences? How do I talk to them?
Yeah.
And it's hard stuff because you don't know.
But luckily there is you who specializes in this exact field, and the research you've been doing and the insights you've been gaining through the work that you've been doing over the years, you've been able to distill now and boil down and package in a way that parents can actually digest in a monthly format now with this new club. I believe for as little as the price of a cup of coffee per month, parents can gain access to the club and start to breathe a little easier by having some real tools in their kit to help them tackle this thing and to start directing their kids towards the potential and away from the darkness and the pitfalls of social media and online life. Am I right?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, as I said, for the price of a large cappuccino or a glass of wine somewhere out of a whole month, what you're going to get, three very specific things. You're going to get a link sent to you, which is going to open up to your own exclusive landing page. And on that page, imagine just like scrolling through a social feed, are going to be 10 hand-selected articles or videos from us, perhaps one or two from somebody else that we've got permission to share. Okay? And that means that we've researched, curated, and thought about what's relevant to you. A lot of people say, well, I can just go to YouTube and do that. You can, but I reckon 9 out of 10 of you won't.
Yeah.
That is my, people say, I don't have time. So what we're saying is, we're in the field. We've been teaching in schools for 5 years. We've been teaching parents and teachers and psychologists, we're saying we want to share what's in our brain with you for the price of a cup of coffee over the whole month. The second thing we're going to do after you get that tip, so you're going to scroll through, it'll probably take you 10 minutes in the school car park, but you have the ability when you're driving home after you've got them off to jump into our podcast, which is another hour, or you could jump into a larger video series. So you can be in and out in 10 minutes with the highlights, or you can deep dive for 2 hours, all for 49 Rand. The second thing is you're going to get app alerts, right? So you're going to get information about when settings change or when there's a new app, or like, for example, probably the most pertinent story, and this is really important, the most pertinent story towards the end of last year was the cat in the blender. Okay, somebody in the East, the East region, I can't remember which specific country, had taken a cat and put it into a blender.
Oh my.
Then they took it out of the blender and then they put it in the microwave. Okay. Now you'd say, oh, here we go, he's fear-mongering again. No. I picked this up from grade nines last year. Grade nines told me I'd missed it. I hadn't seen it. And they had told me, look, do you see this? And the kids were crying and they were forwarding it to each other and it was absolutely wild. Google it. Okay. Now, there were others. 5 days ago, somebody, a guy in the U.S. cut his father's head off and he put it on YouTube. Now, that would have been blocked super quick, right? So that is something your kids wouldn't have seen. It might be something that people will have heard about, probably also unlikely because it was more U.S. But the cat, because it's a cat, hit the teendom super hard. And actually on TikTok, what happened was the trend was kids crying on TikTok about the cat in the blender story. And what happened was that kids said to me, this thing is just absolutely going viral. And so what you want to do is you want to go like, whoa, now here's the thing. You want to find out about it.
Yeah.
You don't need to say anything about it. You need to know about it first.
Yeah.
Then you need to probe subtly, going, hey, listen, what's been going down out there? It's pretty crazy. I heard some crazy stuff on the radio. Somebody was like being cruel to animals or something. So you don't tell them the story because this is what we have to be careful of. Then you put it in their mind. You don't do that. By keeping it super high level, you're probing to look for reaction.
Mm.
And then if they say, yeah, I saw it, I'm absolutely distraught, you can then work out what you want to do about it. You're equipped in your arm to be able to say, well, how did it make you feel? Because how it makes you feel is important, because then you can burn it off. It's a little bit like a pot of water.
Yeah.
We don't want to store it. We want to talk about it, and we need to be guided on it. But look, that doesn't happen everywhere in the world. It's just the cruelty of a handful of people or whatever it is that your parenting message is. If you don't know, you can't talk about it. And the enemy in the room for parents is what they don't know and what they are unable to guide their children about. And so that's why you need a partner. The third thing that we offer is a live Q&A once a month. So now you see stuff, you're a little bit lost, and you go, I don't know what to do here. I'm going to ask this on the live Q&A. You can ask it anonymously. Nobody will ever know your name. So there'll be this almost like a webinar,
but
actually it's a live Q&A. So parents are going to come on and go, I've got a problem with Fortnite. I don't know how to set up these settings. What do I do? All that type of stuff. And so those are the three nuggets of value for 49 Rand.
Brilliant. Absolutely the best 49 Rand you could possibly spend, in my humble opinion, if you are a parent. And I think, bottom line is, even if your kid is toddling, chances are they know how to unlock your phone and start navigating around the interface. So I think that the sooner you can jump in and join the club, the wait list is up and running. I believe class is in session and the club is rolling from, is it from Monday? Is that right, Dean?
Correct, yeah. So we've invited 1,000, or we have the space for 1,000 parents first, because of course what we're worried about is that we would become overwhelmed and then couldn't service the first 1,000 parents.
Okay.
So people need to get in quickly, because we're going to shut the doors for a month or two just so that we make sure that we're doing what we do well. And then all you've got to do is go to our website. You're going to go to mysociallife.com with one L, mysociallife.com. And on the front page, a pop-up's going to come up straight away. Join the wait list. And then on Monday, we're going to mail you with the link to join. And then we'll probably mail you again on Tuesday if you miss out. And if you don't want to join because you've changed your mind over the weekend, no problem. you know, over time you're going to remember this product. And it's the same with schools. They go, no, we don't need this, we don't need this. And then when there's a cyberbullying issue or there's a self-harm issue or there's a reputation issue to the school, oh boy, do we get the calls. And we always, at the beginning, I used to go like, guys, come on, man, we've told you about this. You know, it's real. It's in your everyday world on campus. And then I stopped doing that and going, yeah, you'll call when you need us. And that will be the same for you guys out there, you parents, is just know the name My Social Life with one L. And then over time, you'll decide to, you know, join, you know, whenever we open the next cohort. But one thing I will say is if you get an average of 10 insights per month over the course of a year, you're going to get 120 insights. How could that not change how you see your children, how you know what's going down on their screens? How could it not advance your insights about the way in which social media influence gaming is affecting them, both good and bad? We have some genius children out there, and they are going to compete with AI from, you know, the kids that are right now grade 6, 7 in 2030 are going to university. You know, already, I'm afraid, I use ChatGPT myself, and I don't need 3 copywriters in my business. That is, you know, that is a sad reality. Yeah. Do I feel good about it? No. But what am I going to do about it? It sits there, and it requires very little briefing. It requires very little liaison to make changes on copy, you know. And so, and that's not the copy that we're putting through for the parenting club. No. But we, you know, for things on our websites, like how do I say this? How do I say that? You know, I don't need to employ somebody. That's what's going to happen to our kids. Is AI is pervasive now, and so this has become very real. We need these brilliant humans that have a brilliant handle of themselves and technology. And honestly, I think this is one of the greatest modern life skills, is the greatest gap in education at this intersection in 2024.
So there you go. You couldn't get a better investment, I think, for 49 Rand per month for you, for your family. It all boils down to one safer, smarter child and parent. And you need to get online right now. Check out that website, mysociallife.com. That's My Social Life with one L. The pop-up will pop up and click it, fill in the details, join the wait list, get in while the getting's good, because I don't think you want to delay by a day. If you're a concerned parent, if you love your kids like I know you do, and you're listening to this right now, remember the name My Social Life. And Dean McCoubrey, the founder of My Social Life, on the line with us right now, giving us some real things to chew on as we head into the weekend. Dean, thanks so much for your time and for the work that you're doing with the My Social Life team. And looking forward to connecting with you again really soon to dive a little deeper and to get a bit more of an understanding of where we're at in 2024 on the social and digital network space. What do you say?
100%. I mean, you know, call, you know, if the studio, if you get questions, call us. You know, you've got my number, Mike. So, you know, if you want to, you know, hey, what's this thing going down on TikTok? Let's give people on your station a taster. You know, go, oh, this chap really is in schools, because he's giving us the information from the ground up. He's saying this is what kids are saying. And the interesting thing is we get anonymous feedback from kids about what apps they're using at the moment, and who, like, a perfect one is this is a parting shot. What percentage of kids would tell their parents if they were in fear or concerned or battling with an issue online? Now, that could be, you say, well, what would that be? Cyberbullying, mental health, seeing something absolutely horrific. What percentage do you think it might be, Mike?
Wow. I would hope it would be above 50%. I would hope it would be somewhere around 70, but I have no idea.
About 35 to 40%, 3 to 4 out of 10.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's really low. And you'd probably say, but why? No, my child loves me. Exactly. It's because they love you that they feel embarrassed or ashamed to tell you, or they don't want to burden you. It's not because they, well, there's one other reason. They don't want you to scold them. What's another word? Get cross with them.
Yeah.
Scold, I'm so old. but you know what I mean? So they don't want you to get cross with them and take their phone away. They also say that, and then they giggle and smirk and snigger. And you know, that's cool. I get it. It doesn't really matter what the reason is. The point is they're good kids. It's just that they've been handed a tricky and complex device and social media landscape. It gets presented to them, now what do I do?
With no instruction manual.
No, and I believe one of the greatest things that we can do is, people say to me, what would you do, or what do you do? I said, I place trust first. If my kids can tell me anything, I have an opportunity to save them or guide them. If I don't know, I can't.
Wow. Sage words there. Some real meaty stuff to think about on a Friday. And Dean, we're definitely going to be following up with future chats right here on Radio Life and Style. You can count on that. And wishing you a fantastic Friday, a wonderful weekend, and wishing you all the best for the first foray into this really much needed digital parenting club, kicking off on Monday.
Yeah, thank you, Belita. Love you guys. Appreciate the time. Very cool to have given this time up to us.
Thank you, my friend. You heard it on Radio Life and Style. Dean McCoubrey, the founder of My Social Life. Visit mysociallife.com. That's My Social Life with one L. And join the waitlist for the Digital Parenting Club, kicking off on Monday.